This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for what you're doing to keep America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, pulling the mail around, going from point A to B, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gas. That's a tough job, too, and they're out there at night doing all of that, as well as in the daytime. But you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time again, to say the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we go on to the news, I want to remind everybody that Saturday in Sarasota, you'll have a chance to come out and take part in the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. It's the third time we've done this. The good folks down there, the pro-Second Amendment group that's down there that does this, their demonstration, and they're going to have a march around the block down there, too. Bring your American flags, wear your red, white, and blue. If you want to have a sign, as long as it doesn't have profanity on it, you're welcome to it. But if there's any profanity or gross comments on there, you will not be able to display the sign. Sorry, that's just the way it is. We want to keep it clean, we want to keep it patriotic, and we want to keep it to where nobody's going to find fault with anybody for doing anything. Now, it's going to be at Robarts Arena. We'll be in the parking lot right up front, facing Fruitville. Ringling will be on the back side of us, 3000 Ringling Boulevard in Sarasota, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop on by, and I guarantee you we're going to have a good time. We have a lot of patriotic people there and a lot of great, 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 great speakers, too, Kyle. And myself, I'll be up on the stage as the master of ceremony. So come on by.
Sounds like a great time.
It's a great time. It really is a great time. Everybody's going to love it. All right, now, are you ready to just scream?
Yep.
Here we go. Kamala Harris, our vice president, has told people that they must acknowledge that prices are going to go up.
Yeah, she said, I acknowledge, one must acknowledge that prices are going up. You know, Captain, I think this is an appropriate time to say something that listeners have sort of caught on with me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, isn't that something?
Well, I'm going to do this because we have a host on my flagship station that uses this phrase. You ready?
Yep.
Are you nuts? Are you nuts? This is the perfect example for that one, Kamala Harris. Yeah. What a thing to say. That's insulting people.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, you know, people know the prices are good. They knew prices were going up before she did, or somebody told her that they were going up. And then, of course, they keep trying to act like it's Putin's price hike and all this other stuff. And they're just digging more dirt on top of them. They're digging their hole and they keep digging.
Now, I have something else to report about the Brooklyn subway suspect. He actually called the police yesterday and told them where he was and to come pick him up.
Well, that's a big time.
He had spent over a day riding one subway train to another subway train to another subway train to another subway train.
Yes, yeah, there were some 30 hours of looking for this guy.
And he was on the subway.
Yeah, but he's definitely, there's obviously a screw loose there, but that doesn't justify anything that he did. He was a criminal, obviously, and now he's in custody. However, they got him in custody,
walked up and they put the handcuffs on him and that was it.
Yeah. Well, there may be some other ulterior motive here, too. He thinks
a book, a movie.
He's become famous. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know that he's got a lawyer yet, but he may.
Yeah, that's a good question, but especially, you know, he's got something to tell, but, you know, people aren't going to listen to that.
Well, it's really a shame, but it is what it is. Now, I'm going to save this for when we come back, so I'm just going to tease this. You've got the problem there in California with the robberies of the people where they're following the people with the fancy cars home, and then they're robbing them. Is that correct?
Right, that's right.
I got quite a bit of information I picked up on that yesterday by accident, and I'm going to talk about what it is that I know about it so far. And it's not as simple and as it may seem. There's quite a plot, quite a plan going on here with quite a group of people. Okay, here comes the music. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we are going to be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to let old Jeffy Poo tell you what it is that's going on here, because he's just raring to go, and here we go. More with him.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily routine, and I take it every day, and I have been for over 7 years. And the reason I take it is because of the swelling, the inflammation, and the pain that I suffer that starts in my left foot and ankle and goes right up to my knee, then to my hip, then to my back, then up to my shoulder. And if I don't take this stuff, it gets really bad. And it corrects it. It just stops it in its tracks. It's unbelievable. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan, and that's because of the combination of ingredients and what they do. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with the problem that you're having. Now, the thing of it is you can't just take this stuff, and then when you start to feel better, go, okay, I'm done. No, 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 no. Big mistake. You take it, and you keep taking it, and you keep it in your system, and it will continue to work, and you'll only get better as a result of it. That's my experience of 7-plus years. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways by alleviating pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is like taking another dose of vitamins, which is all good for you. So, go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. And while you're there, take a look at some of the vitamins and things that they have. I take their vitamin B12, I take their vitamin D3, and I take their vitamin C. Very, very good, good, high-quality vitamins, and they're not that expensive. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, we're back. And more than a dozen gangs, 17 is what we've heard, are reportedly responsible for the robberies of Los Angeles' wealthiest citizens, which the way they're targeting them is by the type of cars they're driving. And they follow them home, and then they rob them, and they take whatever they want to take. But, reportedly, this may be part of a gang initiation. And the problem with the gang initiations is that sometimes they bite off more than they can chew because they get a little bolder, a little bolder, a little bolder, and somebody gets really bad hurt or they get killed.
Well, that's right. At least two murders have been associated with these follow-home robberies, Captain. And police, of course, are saying, you know, be mindful of where you are, what your surroundings are, because this is something that is, unfortunately, this is growing, especially in the Los Angeles area.
Well, I got you. Now, I got some good news for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for tea leaves ahead of the midterm elections, you don't need to look very hard. Just look at current events, look at the local elections that have just occurred, look at the data points, look at the polls, and they all point in the same direction. And let's just examine a few examples of each. On the first point, nothing is more important to voters right now than inflation and the economy. And yesterday's March inflation number was a blowout for the Republicans when they said that it was 8.5%. And the real cost, did you see what the real cost was?
What was that?
11.2%.
Well, Captain, when this adds up, I mean, what is the surcharge that everyone is paying just to, so that Joe Biden and the Biden administration and the Democrats and the Democrat Party elite in Congress can do what they're doing to the American people? I mean, they're doing this, and we pay a surcharge on top of it, hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year at this point, at the rate that it's going. And, you know, Captain, there are a lot of Democrats out there. They're rank and file. They've voted Democrat their whole life, perhaps. Some maybe
they're not going to this time.
Program. They're not going to do that because they didn't leave, or the party has left them. You know, they are looking at these Democrat Party elite leadership, and they're saying to themselves, they don't represent my values. They don't represent my family. They're certainly not representing the ability for me to get ahead or to not have this incredible inflation.
The highest inflation since 1981, and you're going to continue to support the same people doing the same thing? I don't think so.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, if to come out and say that, well, it's the Putin price hike, or come up with all this ridiculous messaging about it.
Oh, now there's a new person to blame.
Who's that?
The Biden administration is now complaining that Texas Governor Greg Abbott's inspection of the Mexican trucks entering the U.S. from Mexico is not only unnecessary, but it's contributing to the inflation throughout the country. What a dumbass to make a comment like that. Have you seen some of the trucks that come in from Mexico?
Right.
You don't want them on the highway.
Well, exactly.
They're dangerous.
Well, that kind of blaming the governor or the inspections, that's just super weak. That's just not even close.
That's what they said.
But this is how desperate they are. They know, Captain, that they have created this problem. I think intuitively they know how to get out of it, but in order to do it, they would have to reverse the policies that they want, and they're just never going to do that. We have to vote them out. That's just the only answer here.
Well, we have a Jen Psaki traditional circle back thing here, and I'm going to play it right now. So get ready, because here it comes. Hold on to your hat. Well, in reference to the Texas truck inspections, in a statement issued Wednesday morning, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the delays caused by Abbott's policies were having far-reaching impacts, adding to the inflation that the country was suffering from. Her words, not mine.
Well, and yeah, well, you know, I think we just need to circle back to, again, the rising fuel prices, because on day one of the Biden administration, they did everything they could to make sure that we couldn't be energy independent. It all starts with that. And then there are other contributing factors. They also love nothing better than to put a bunch of extra money into circulation, and that actually helps to cause inflation as well. And the list just goes on, but the energy prices, I think, are the bedrock of it. And so, you know, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing, hoping that, I guess, the small amount of people who are watching CNN Plus will believe them.
Now, Vladdy Boy Putin seems to be laying the groundwork for another country to join in the Ukraine invasion. Now, we've been hearing for some time it was going to be Belarus. Have you heard that?
That was what we were hearing about before, yes.
But Belarus is fairly independent, and a lot of the people in Belarus have got relatives in the Ukraine. And they're balking at the idea of going and attacking what might be, in some cases, their relatives.
Right, right.
So I wonder who the other country could be.
That's a very, very good question. I don't know that Putin thought he would be in this position, so he's perhaps looking for anything he can do at this point.
Well, I know he tried to encourage, I want to say it was Romania, tried to encourage one of those countries over there to, you know, dig into their roots and remember where they came from or some stupid nonsense like that. But anyway, it was what it was. And oh, by the way, folks, when we come back, because I'm looking at the time here, we're going to really get into a discussion about Attorney General Barr's comments yesterday about John Durham and some things that were pointed out. Now, very quickly, Kyle, triggering the comments from the BLM co-founder who slammed the charity transparency laws after the $6 million mansion was exposed, which could be against the charity provisions that are in there, and how you spend money.
Well, it's a good gig if you can get it, I guess.
Until you get caught.
You know, yeah, but, you know, it's this kind of thing, you know, talk about, you know, getting people to turn against your organization. That's the best way to do it, is to show that you seem to be no different than the people you're railing against when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, and for you people up on I-10, I just got a little kicker here. We do have severe thunderstorm warnings all the way from Mississippi, the Mississippi state line, all the way over to almost to Tallahassee right now. If you're traveling along I-10 down to the Gulf, so be careful up there. Lots more weather still in the picture. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Kentucky lawmakers voted to override Governor Andy Beshear's veto of its abortion ban. New abortion restrictions passed by Republican lawmakers over the Democratic governor's veto will force the only two abortion clinics in Kentucky to stop providing the procedures for women. The law is expected to be challenged in court. A Washington State school district is rewarding a middle school LGBTQ club $2,000 for setting up a drag show for students. 770 AM Washington reports Bellingham Public Schools announced the Whatcom Middle School Group as the winner of its Think Big competition. The drag show beat out building storm gardens and helping meet student transportation needs to and from school. An alleged New York City subway shooter, Frank James, is facing terror charges after calling Crime Stoppers on himself. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank. Frank will be around Friday in hour number 4 if you want to hear what we have to say. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, if you've been watching television and you saw an ad that I saw for the towels that were there, the six-piece towel set, he was advertising them on television for $39.99. Well, if you want those same towels that regularly go for $109.99, you can get that set for $29.99, save $10 off that price that you saw advertised on television by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. $29.99, save yourself $10 over the advertised price on TV. On my radio show, it's $29.99 with a promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, and you'll find them right there. You'll find the towels, the six-piece towel set. And I'm telling you, I've got two sets of them. They come in 11 different colors. You ought to be able to find any color you like, but they are just so, so good. Now, there's something else with the $29.99 sale price here on the towels. You get Mike's soft cover book.
free with your purchase. That's a $19.97 value. You get that book along with the towels for $29.99. Now, they also have smaller sets. You can save 30% over there, but what I'm telling you is you're saving $80 on the big set. $80. $109.99 marked down to $29.99. Can't beat it. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. See what they got. They got plenty of other stuff there. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Isn't that something that I found out that the product on the radio is $10 cheaper?
That is really something.
It's the same thing they're advertising.
Well, that's right. And the way you get it is promo code CAPTAIN.
Yay. You betcha. All right, Mr. Kyle, here we go again. Our former Attorney General, Bill Barr, has said that the John Durham investigation appears to have dug very deep and uncovered very good information on the Russia probe. And he is expecting an indictment or two, but he's not saying who it's going to be, what it's going to be about. I'm sure we've all got our fingers crossed because we want to make sure that they get somebody that's up the line in the Clinton camp.
Well, that's right. And I think the former attorney general said, you know, it raises two important questions, basically. He says, was the Clinton campaign developing this false information and feeding it in for that purpose? And what was the FBI's role in this? Two great questions from the former attorney general. And, you know, Captain, this is all going to start to come to a head as we get into the summertime when this more of this will come out about Durham's investigation, I think. And then also at the same time, the Democrats will be running around trying to do the January 6th thing with the congressional committee and so forth. And they'll make a big deal about they're going to charge the former President Trump and so forth. So, but this Durham investigation, that's going to cut through the noise. You watch.
All right. Now, I got a message here, a direct message from Jan, who drives for Crete, who is sitting up at the truck stop just below Snoqualmie Pass, east of Seattle, listening to us on our affiliate up there in Seattle. And Jan said that the story that I read a little while ago about the trucks being inspected down on the border, and that Jen Psaki's trying to say that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding to inflation by forcing those trucks to have to pass inspection. He makes a very interesting little statement here. He says, Captain, he says, we see wrecks all the time down on the border when we're down there, and it's not the American trucks that are wrecking. It's the unsafe Mexican trucks. Good point, Jan. Good point.
Yeah, very, very good point. And if she's south of Snoqualmie, as like you're saying, it's 26 degrees there. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 26 degrees there right now, Jan. And occasional snow is being reported up on Snoqualmie tonight.
Yeah, he didn't say which way he was going from there. He might be going into Seattle. That's a good place to hang out until you have to go in and make your delivery. But anyway, that's pretty interesting. He's saying that the trucks that get in the wrecks, it's not the American trucks, it's the Mexican trucks.
Yeah, that is really interesting, yes.
All right. Now, they follow the House of Biden. Evidence that President Joe Biden was directly involved in his son's deal-making is now starting to come forward, and the person that mentioned that yesterday and the day before and is beginning a little bit more vocal was Jim Jordan, a congressman from Ohio.
Yeah, this is big-time stuff. But, of course, Captain, back in the campaign, Joe Biden said, I don't know anything about my son's business things and stuff like that.
Not true.
So that shouldn't that just settle it for all Americans at that point? So of course not. But see, this is why it comes back to bite you like this, if you're Joe Biden, because he made those kinds of statements, and at a time, the media was not going to try to follow up on any of this stuff. That was like, well, good enough for me, you know, and now things have changed. Oh, how things have changed. Yes.
Now, we've had a fair amount of gun violence in this country, correct?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
In New York City, since Monday, we've had 12 active shootings.
Yep.
In New York City alone. So, lo and behold, yesterday, the ladies on The View came out with a reason for it. Would you like to hear it?
Yep.
The ladies on The View believe the Second Amendment is the reason for our gun violence.
Wow. I got to tell you, Captain, the Second Amendment is, I mean, they're completely wrong. They're simply trying to jump onto some kind of political thing and say something that sounds like it's a reasoning, but it's not. It is, the Second Amendment isn't the problem. The problem is, number one, people can be evil. And they'll do evil things, whether they have guns or not. And number two, we don't enforce the laws that are already there. We don't keep the people who do the crime locked up. You know, look at what happened. This guy in the subway in New York, you know, he got out at some point. He should never have been on the street, basically. So this is a societal fail, but it's not the Second Amendment as constructed by the framers.
And then the one co-host that's on The View, Sunny, the black gal, she says that she agreed that the CDC with the mask requirement on the planes and trains and buses and all that stuff, that 15 days isn't enough. They should just leave it there because she doesn't want to have to breathe the air that you're breathing, that you're expelling. She just doesn't want to have that with all the germs that you got.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see how this whole COVID nightmare thing has actually divided people so badly to the point where she may see, and I'm just speculating here, but it's somebody who says stuff like this may see another person and immediately believe they are toxic to me. I mean,
that's what she said in so many words.
Yeah, yeah. So they are, what this does is it drives us away as human beings. And I don't know what could be more destructive than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Obama's, was out with a bunch of kids in the woods somewhere. I don't know what they were doing, but it's part of some sort of program that he's involved with. And they were all out there doing what they were doing. Nobody had a mask on. I wonder what she thought of that.
No kidding.
And they were outdoors.
Right. Well, but the whole mask thing becomes a power trip. You know, I've got my mask on. Where's your mask? We should wear a mask on airplanes.
Well, my mask is in my sock. Just a minute. Let me take my sock off.
Right. But it all goes back to power. It all goes back to controlling you and telling you what you need to do.
Let me throw one more thing out there and get it out there before we get to the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Vladimir Putin said that Russia can redirect energy exports away from the West and send them anywhere they want but to the West.
It again shows that he doesn't know how to
desperate
to accomplish this. That's right.
Desperate people do desperate things.
Right. And so he's flailing. And he's not power. I mean, he is powerful in the sense that he's controlling the Russian army and that kind of thing. But he is demonstrating that he has no clue.
Yeah. And Joe Biden and company and all your little cohorts, drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Get the Keystone Pipeline, putting that oil out. Get this stuff processed. Fill the market till it can't take no more. And watch the prices come down. It won't take that long to do. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've done it before, folks. And by God, we can do it again. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Like the one.
The Four Tops from way back when. Ain't no woman like the one I got. And boy, I'll tell you what, Kyle, that brings back some memories.
It really does. That song really says it all. It does it so very well.
Yep. And that was one of my wife's favorite songs. I played that for her and for all the other ladies that need to hear that tonight. How's that?
Very nice.
All right, my friend, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We, of course, continue to have some blizzard warnings. This is going to be in the southeast corner of Montana tonight, and that's going to go over a little bit over into North Dakota, South Dakota. The Captain will be telling you more about that in his part of the segment. We've also got winter weather advisories tonight in western Wyoming and over into eastern Idaho. Freeze warning tonight. This is going to be across the border of Colorado and Utah along I-70. Definitely have a freeze warning there. That's going to go down towards Moab as well, and then up towards Vernal there in Utah tonight. We do have a special weather statement up in northern Nevada. We definitely have more winter weather on its way, more rain, more snow, more wind, and that's going to start up as early as today here on Thursday. So be aware of that. More storms coming in. Portland, Oregon right now also looking at possible black ice on the road. So if you're going to be going in the Portland area, coming in on 84 or up I-5, you definitely want to be on the lookout for that. Be very careful, and be careful until, of course, when the sun comes up and begins to warm up the roads, hopefully. So definitely be aware of that. We've also got winter weather advisories in Northern California. Donner Pass right now, 24 degrees and snow showers. So be careful out there.
Well, let's start with Montana, the eastern 50 miles inland from North Dakota and South Dakota. You got some general snow going on there. Till you get over towards Rapid City right there on the South Dakota-Montana line, then you've got a blizzard warning for about 40 or 50 miles going into South Dakota. There is some snow out in front of this now starting to push its way out into Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Illinois. Eventually it'll be in the northern part of Indiana, the upper peninsula and lower peninsula of Michigan. Now, we do have a blizzard warning for about two-thirds of North Dakota. It's been that way since Monday, and it's still there. Winds up to 50 miles an hour being pushing this snow around. You've got general snow to the east of taking up the rest of North Dakota, and then the northern part of Minnesota snow. You've got a winter storm watch up in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now. We've got some very, very cold temperatures. I mean, some of the coldest temperatures of the season right now in parts of Nebraska, in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, and over into the southern part of Missouri, and we've got probably, it looks like it's around Fort Leonard Wood where we've got some icy conditions right there, Fort Leonard Wood. We've got a heavy frost arrest across the rest of Missouri, northern part of Arkansas, and then when you come down to the Gulf, we do have a problem right now in the Gulf. We've got a severe weather system with a bunch of thunderstorms in it. And again, there's nothing I hate worse than severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and watches and all that stuff when you can't see what's coming at you. But when you see all the lightning that's bouncing around and you're in an area where they're saying severe thunderstorms, flooding, 70-mile-an-hour winds and all that, which is part of what they're saying, baseball-size hail, which is what they had in some part back in the, I think it was, let's see, it was Louisiana, day before yesterday. And then you've got the peninsula of Florida coming across I-10 where you got these warnings in there. You just can't see at night, so you have to assume that you're getting into something really bad. And then the northern part of Alabama, you have got some bad weather lining up for there, too. So that's what we got right now, what we're looking at. And Kyle, tell us about your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And we encourage you to go on in there and saddle up and get some of that great coffee. Don't have to get coffee. You get one of those big cups that they got, one of the Turbo Stumblers, which you can get for free through the Driver's Club with the points you get. And you can get cold in there, tea, soda, whatever you want. You go along with the coffee if that's what you want.
That's exactly right. Yeah, stop on in.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being on the program very much and does a bang-up job, and we appreciate all of that. And I know we'll get a lot of comments from you folks about Kyle, and Kyle works very hard at what we try to do here. We try to bring the news to you accurately, and we try to do it in a way where if you've got something you want us to check on, we go and we check on it. It's just that simple. All right, well, joining us right now from founderscode.com, and we'll see if she checked on what I sent her, is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you see the story I sent you from Reuters?
I did.
Now, I cannot find anybody else with a story, but I certainly have got a picture showing me that something's happened down below, and it's from a satellite way up in the air. What do you think's going on here? Do you think this is another deal like what we had a little while ago when Ukraine got lucky and popped one of those ships and sank it?
Well, it says in the story that Ukraine hit it with two missiles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But nobody's saying anything. So, nobody. So I'm wondering.
Well, I mean, not everything is, you know, certainly... What was it called? The Maskov? Is that
yeah.
what it was called?
Yeah, that is a big ship, 600 foot long, and it's a major guided missile vessel.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So we got that story out there, and we'll, I'm just waiting to see if something happens, you know, while you're on the radio with me, but I wanted to at least mention it with you because it is extremely important, and the Ukraine is getting a lot of this stuff right now.
Let's see here. USA Today has the story.
So they did just come up with it.
Well, that was it. Let's see. A outfit out of the UK.
Okay.
Reported it.
Okay, so there's
cruise missiles.
Oh, good. They're now starting to come up with it because nobody had it when I first got that because I went looking. You know how you try to do, and I went with it. I said, this is what Reuters is reporting.
CNN has it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's out there.
Okay, what do you think about Serbia being enticed by Russia to come into the Ukraine conflict?
Doesn't surprise me in the least.
Well, they've been invited.
They're doing the same. Mm-hmm. Well, I know they have, and so has Belarus.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music, folks, and we come back. Lots more with Denise Simon. We got a full plate to talk about here, full plate, including that murder suspect, and yes, he's still a suspect, and all that stuff there, because he actually called the cops and said, here I am, come get me. I'll be right back with Denise Simon.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.